graves on both sides, and if you bump one of those graves, you've become unclean. You might as well hike the 110 miles back to Capernaum because you can't have Passover. So you stay inside the walls. You stay very carefully to avoid. Here's Ramadan for the Muslim. Here's the Western Wall for the Jew. They still do these huge assembly kind of things. That must have been what it was like on Palm Sunday. So every Jew who was there, who possibly could, came down into Jerusalem that morning to pick a lamb. Now, they went to a place here where the sheep market was. In fact, it was still there when I went there the first few times. Now it's been moved a little farther outside the city. The sheep market was right next to the temple. The only people who still do this that I know of are the Samaritans that live on Mount Gerizim. And I've seen them go with their kids to select a year-old or younger lamb. And it is amazing because it's, again, like a Christmas tree. The kids get to pick. We want this one. No, we want this one. We want this one. We want this one. You know how that goes. And eventually they pick one. They give it a name, take it home. It becomes more or less a pet for 4 days. And then comes Passover. And Dad takes the family and the yearling lamb and brings them to the priest, and they kill them. And the kids cry, and Dad has a chance to tell them about the price of sin. Sin kills. Death is the result of sin. Yes? Did you see the passion? Why the death? Why the suffering? It's called sin. And so Jesus went with his disciples to get their lamb. It's quite amazing to see this, by the way. It's very powerful. They put the parts, then the kidneys and the fat off the back on the altar, and then the animal is put on a spit, and they take that home and cook it over an open fire, roast it according to the Torah, and that becomes their Passover meal. So here comes Jesus and the disciples, along with a million other people, all to get their lamb. And the disciples are beside themselves. This is such a happy day. But there's something else going to go on. So come with me. Now you have one more piece yet I have to give you. Jesus has come with his disciples from Galilee. Walked, probably. I don't know if I said this to you earlier, but Western art has often pictured Jews riding on donkeys like Mary at Christmas. Well, if you came here tonight in a Lexus or a Mercedes, maybe you would have had a donkey. If you drove a Ford or a Chevy or a Honda, you'd have walked. Donkeys were the... So it's unlikely Jesus and his disciples had a donkey. One Jewish teacher that I had said he wouldn't be surprised if Jesus had never ridden on a donkey before in his life. But let's say that's a stretch. But at least Jesus comes, and he gets as far as Bethphage, and he stops. I wish I could have been there that day. Bethphage is right below the word Bethphage, and the disciples expected him to keep going, but he didn't. He stopped at Bethphage and said, "Go on in and get me a donkey." Now, what do you think they thought? This guy just walked us 110 miles. Now we can see our destination 3/4 of a mile ahead of us, and he wants a donkey. What on earth is this? I think he was walking along there all right behind him because you never pass up the rabbi. And he stopped. They all ran into him. I want a donkey. Now, you know what's going to happen. Let's jump ahead to that for a minute. Why would the people think that he was Messiah? Well, number one, he's going to be riding on a donkey. And the Bible says your king comes to you riding on a donkey. So that's obvious to Christians. We know that verse because we study it on Palm Sunday. There's another, and that is he's coming from the east. Do you realize that if Jesus had come from the west, nobody would have turned their head? Why not? Prepare in the desert the way of the Lord. Where does the Lord come from? East. Ark of the Covenant enters the land from the east. The glory of God comes down on the temple the first time from the east. Ezekiel sees the glory of God leave to the east. It comes back from the east. Which way does Jesus ascend to heaven? On the east side of the Mount of Olives. Jesus came from the east. That's important.